honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a fascinating visit with a veteran who by now you can tell is a man of faith. Over the years on Hometown Heroes, we've met veterans from many different faith backgrounds, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Buddhist. We've met veterans whose service in World War II bolstered their belief in God, and a few over the years who have told us that they could no longer believe in God the way they once did after what they witnessed in wartime. Korean War veteran Ivan Wolgamuth and his late wife Jean spent 20 of their 71 years of marriage as Mennonite Brethren missionaries to Japan.
Do you have a sense for the impact you had? For the things that are there now that wouldn't be there, or the lives that were changed as a result of your willingness to do what you did?
I think I said before, we've gone back twice for dedication of churches. The churches have grown tremendously, and like they gotten wealth and put in elevators.
And these were churches you started?
Yes, Nagagawa Church and the Hiroshima Church.
What would you say you came to appreciate the most about the Japanese people or Japanese culture?
I think actually their language is hard, but it's a beautiful language. It has words that, like when you say it's raining, but if it's a real hard rain, you say zaza for rain that comes very hard. And I don't know, the people are very polite. And I know we ate in a department store one time, and the waitress spilled a little something on my clothes, and they came and they apologized, not only the girl but the head people, and then they gave us some money for another meal and also money to have our clothes cleaned. And I would like to go back again just to visit. We were going to have a Billy Graham crusade in Hiroshima, but his brother-in-law, Leighton Ford, was going to be the speaker. And this Tanimoto, we were wondering, I was on the what they call the forward committee that comes out, and we decided that the best place to have it would be right there at his church. They had a big grounds, and we made it into like a small coliseum. And this Tanimoto could interpret. He knew English quite well, and he interpreted for him. And then the choirs. My wife had a choir in our church, and the other churches had choirs, and they came together and had a great, I think, 3 days of services there. And I've often wondered, maybe that was the first crusade that they had in Hiroshima. I don't know.
I'm wondering if you have any advice or suggestions. Maybe there's some people out there listening who've thought about doing something like what you did, missions work, whether that's short-term or long-term, whatever. You have any advice for people who are contemplating that? Because it seems like a pretty big commitment.
Yeah, I have it written in there. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Ephesians 1:21. I hope to continue this legacy so that someday I can say the same. I have no regrets. I lived for Christ.
You know, that may answer the question that I was about to ask you. I try to ask every veteran I interview this, and you get different answers from different people. But I'm always curious, especially when you've lived as long as you have, because 92 years is a long time. What would you say that you're most proud of or most thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my life with my wife. Over 71 years, I'm thankful for Terry and Sandy, both Christians, and they have children that are Christians and grandchildren that are Christians. And we have one great-granddaughter that is now baptized. And my prayer always is every night that as the other great-grandchildren grow up and can give their confession of Jesus Christ as their Savior, they too will be baptized. And so I guess mainly it's God, family, and the worship that we can do. Finally, when all is said and done, only what you do for Christ will last. Yeah, that's true, I think.
Well, and I'm sure you had a similar mindset when you were in the Army. A couple years active, then more time in the reserves. And because of your Army service, you were part of something a few years ago called Central Valley Honor Flight, where you got to go to Washington, D.C. and see a lot of things, including the memorial that's been built there for veterans of the Korean War, like yourself. What was that experience like for you?
I still think of it all the time, and that was a great experience. I went as a veteran. My son-in-law, Ed Green, was the guardian. We went on this trip, and we had a man that said every time we would eat, before we'd eat, he says, and now we're going to pray, and I want all of you to say amen at the end. And it didn't matter on the plane or in the hotels where we ate. He did the same thing. That was a great trip. I enjoyed it so much. We landed at Baltimore, Washington there, and then we had three buses. They were all different numbers. When we pulled out onto the main highway, the highway patrol would stop all the traffic so the buses could go right on through. And we thought that was pretty great. You know, they, in a way, it was an honor to us. And I have my picture over there of all the veterans. Yeah, that was a wonderful trip.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned the police escort, and I've had a lot of veterans tell me that that's their very favorite part of the trip. I'm thinking it's going to be the World War II Memorial, the Korean Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, but there's something about feeling important if everybody else has to stop for you, I guess.
Well, I appreciate those memorials. I have been at the United Nations Memorial at Busan, Korea. I've been at the Punch Bowl in Hawaii. And I've been here in Washington, D.C. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial, but the bigger place.
Arlington National Cemetery?
Arlington National Cemetery. And the Korean Memorial, that was the first time I saw that. It is so realistic, you know, of the uniforms and what the people were wearing. And I still have my Army uniform here in the closet. It's when they use this Eisenhower jacket. I like to watch Jeopardy, and they asked one time a question about what was the uniform, the jacket during the Korean War. And I don't know if anybody got it or not, but it was the Eisenhower jacket, yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because that makes me think of one other thing I forgot to ask you. I'm sure Jeopardy is the favorite show of a lot of people listening right now, but they might have once appreciated a show called MASH, and you kind of lived MASH in Korea. Were there things about that program that really were pretty accurate or that brought up specific memories for you?
Oh, yeah. I think all the time. Some of the same characters, like that Klinger. We had Louis Kassar. He was from the island of Malta. And, yeah, we lived in tents like they did then. You know, that MASH program lasted more years than the Korean War. Once in a while, I still see it. I don't know, it doesn't come on very often anymore, but I always like to watch it.
And I know he's not alone in that. Something else Ivan has watched a time or two is a documentary film capturing the incredible ordeal that his son Terry survived in Indonesia while flying with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Terry grew up as a missionary kid in Japan and spent a decade on the mission field himself in Borneo. And as you might imagine, he has some powerful perspective on his dad.
First of all, my dad's a farmer at heart. And coming from a farming community, he loves being out on his farm. He has oranges. And he likes to plant and see the harvest. But he's a man of God and a man of integrity. And When you go out on the mission field and you leave everything behind, you find out how much you really need to depend on the Lord. We have so much to depend upon when we're just in our comfort zone. But to go out of your comfort zone, whether going to Korea or whether to Japan or wherever it might be, I ended up going to Indonesia. I found that I needed to depend on the Lord, and that's what he did, my mom and my dad. And he saw a great harvest there too, and it's continuing. And that's what makes, I think, his life very special, because he continues to see the fruit of his labor. But I love him. It's not always as easy as he might have said that, oh, things went good. No, there were hard times. And we all go through hard times. And we need to depend on the Lord to get us through those times. But yeah, I'm very proud of him and love him. And glad I could listen to some of these stories.
As are we, of course. But I don't want to sign off without giving Ivan the final word. You're still getting around pretty well for 92. So what do you spend your time thinking about these days?
Our work in Japan still is on my mind. And every day I pray for the churches in Japan, not only our Mennonite brethren, but for all of the evangelical churches in Japan, that they will grow and that they will keep having Bible schools or seminaries and put out pastors and pastors' wives, and that word will get out to not only the big cities, but also to the bigger villages. And I pray every day, too, for where Terry and Shelley were in Indonesia, for those churches to grow. And I wish my wife was here to be with us here, but she isn't. We have a little song that it goes, I change it a little bit. It says, Gene is in glory land that'll outshine the sun. And way beyond the blue. And she had a service out here at the cemetery. We haven't gotten the gravestone yet, but on there it'll be my name and then when I was born, and Jean's name when she was born and passed away. And then we have in parentheses Hebrews 12:2, just the first part, looking unto Jesus. And the whole verse is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Terry's wife, Shelley, she plays a guitar, and she sang the song, Through It All. Andre Crouch, yeah. Through It All. I've learned to love God's word. I learned to depend on Jesus. That song means a lot to me. Finally, that's what all we can do here in this life, and best thing we can do, yeah.
Ivan Wolgamuth, 92 years young. You can find photos relating to Ivan and the stories he shared today at hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. That is all the time we have on the radio today. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you can join us again next time when we'll be reminded once more through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.